League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I can't believe we're doing this again, but I'm glad that for the folks listening, for the folks watching, we had just recorded and we had to redo the entire intro, so we're doing this again.
Yeah, and we are.
We are?
Yes!
Oh, no, no. He wants to do the intro with you again.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We'll just talk. Ready, ready? Really? Three, two, one.
Howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half.
Yes, I'm your host, Matt King. Yes,
this was... And I'm Mike Sheffer.
And today we are joined with these two knuckleheads that I hold close and dear to my heart. Patricia Flack, my lovely girlfriend, and Tristan Watson.
The one, the only Tristan Watson.
Thank you. Woo. Happy to make my Hoot and a Half debut, you guys.
It's been like an 8-year long coming.
It has been like 12 years, decades since I've been granted security clearance. That camera just turned off.
Is that fine?
It's fine for now.
Okay, it's fine for now.
You guys, we are on the set of like a Home Depot right now. Matt was changing light bulbs. You would think we're on a Fixer Upper show with Joanna Gaines. He is changing light bulbs. He's about to fall everywhere. And I'm just trying to, you know, come on the podcast.
Listen, we value the natural light. And right now we're doing this as a late episode. Yeah. Okay?
Hoot and a half after dark.
This is the latest Hoot and a Half episode I think we've ever recorded.
I would agree with that because I feel like y'all always do it. 2 o'clock.
Yeah. But this is a special occasion because our entire house, I have the whole house to myself. My roommates decided to go to Europe. Todd and Zane are in Europe with a bunch of friends. You're probably going to see it. But I decided to make a little staycation and invite
staycation, all I ever wanted.
Okay. Slaycation.
And copyright.
Copyright.
Yes. So you guys are staying here.
Yes, so we do not have any AC.
It is bad.
What happened?
Yeah.
We don't know. Our landlords just won't get it fixed.
They act like they have never met us in their entire life and don't receive a paycheck from us on the first of every single month.
Right.
And so they're...
Being 4 years.
Yeah. Tenants' rights.
I literally texted my landlord one day a few weeks ago about my shower leaking and the AC, and she goes, "Who is this?" And I'm like, we text all the time, Kelly.
We got caller ID. It's 2022.
Yeah. I don't know why, like, every time she does send a text, I'm like, just be as thorough as you can. Say your name.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know we'd have to add in your social security number every time for her to just, like, understand that it's you calling.
But, you know, out of the kindness of my heart, I wanted you guys just to have a night with just clean, cold AC pumping.
So you're only letting them stay one night?
No, two nights.
Two nights. Easy does it, guys.
Tristan could even stay longer if
you
wanted.
I'm having huge rages here. Yeah, like all weekend. And just DM me on Instagram for the address if you guys want to come.
Yeah, he's going to be doing like Airbnb experience tours. Come sniff Todd sheets. All of it.
And maybe I will be the only person here sniffing Todd sheets.
Are you going to go rummaging around?
I want to. Last time I was here, I asked him to get me a hoodie and he would not grant me that security clearance, unfortunately. To take one, so I'm gonna maybe FaceTime him, depending, like, you know, roaming charges, etc. in Europe.
I also wanted to treat my favorite podcast out there, Grits to Glam, your podcast that both of you guys have started. You've been out now for how many weeks?
We've had 10 episodes.
10 episodes.
Double digits.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Let's go.
I'm very proud of you guys. How has the podcast experience been? Has it been better for your friendship? Worse?
We realize we can just sit down and kind of like talk.
Debrief, because like we don't see each other often because I feel like I've been traveling so much. And then if I'm here, you're gone.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of our way to like sit there and debrief our weeks or talk about things we haven't been able to. We have like a uninterrupted time
to just catch up on our lives. But it's also hard because when we try to catch up like just as friends and roommates and like not just coworkers and, you know, morning show stars. But, you know, sometimes we just need to save some of that energy for the podcast. So we're learning balance.
Well, I know that your audience probably knows what Grits to Glam is, the name of it and everything. But, you know, for the people who are new to hearing and learning about you guys, what is the Grits to Glam mindset, if you will?
Such a good question. Wow. Great question. Somebody wore their interviewer cap today.
I prepared zero questions for this interview.
Say that again. Anyway.
Let's start with the name Grits to Glam.
Okay. So we'll just start with how we came up with it. So basically we'd been wanting to start a podcast for, you know, 2 years coming. We finally got the stuff for it. We were like, we're going to start it. It had no name. The first name I came up with was everyone and their mother. And then like 2 months prior, I realized that somebody already solidified that name.
Wow. Very meta of a podcast right. name called Everybody like, and Their Mother is starting a podcast.
And then literally. Everyone and their mother could also listen to our podcast.
Oh.
And then we realized there was somebody that made the podcast for an actual mother, like baby mom type account.
And that's a different brand
than we're going for.
Are you not a mommy influencer, Tristan?
Yeah, I'm a mommy blogger, you could say. That's actually it's about like probably 30% of my followers are in that like range.
Demographic, yeah.
Yes.
So that being said, it was like, you know, we were like, okay, we got all this stuff. Let's just go ahead and record. And then I was somewhere. I was walking home and all of a sudden Tristan texted me and you take it from here.
Okay, yeah. I was taking a nap. And I literally just felt, because we were going to record the podcast and be like, oh, okay, like we're Gucci. Like
a name will come to us.
It'll come. But I was just like, I really don't want to do that because I would like to make the promotional materials, et cetera. We have like a huge team of like 150 right. people, like who, you know, this is their day job. And so like we need to kind of get them working.
It's a tax writer.
Right. Yeah, right.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I was like falling asleep. And for some reason, I was just thinking like of the glitz and the glam of like Hollywood.
Oh.
And like just kind of like, wow. Yes. Yes.
I just made that. The neurons just fired in my brain.
Yeah.
Glitz and glam.
But that's not our podcast name.
So now,
oh, I know.
So then we took that southern aspect of grits, because we're both from Alabama, and we put it together and made grits to glam. And that was just an idea that when I was falling asleep came into my mind.
Well, I'm so happy for you guys that you guys have done it. And, you know, I want to take a little bit of a step back, you know, before you guys birthed this beautiful podcast that is Grits to Glam. Let's just talk about the origins of the friendship between you and my lovely girlfriend, Patricia.
Yeah, of course.
You guys go way, way back to your college days, correct?
Yep. Yes.
Yes. So yep. Let's talk about that.
Hey, why wouldn't we?
You know? Auburn University, correct?
Auburn yes. University. Four we equal. Met his sophomore year, my mm-hmm. or his freshman year, my sophomore year. He went to a formal with one of my friends, Rosie, and we met then.
Love Rosie. Yes.
Love Rosie.
And we then, like, you know, we would hang out over the next few years, but then I graduated a semester late. And that semester, we really, like,
solidified
the friendship. We literally hung out every single day.
We knew what we wanted. We knew, like, you know, friendship-wise, we were interested in the same thing, spending money we don't have, going out to dinners and having cocktails, et cetera, and then going out every single night.
The best was people from home thought me and Tristan were dating.
Which we, you know, we tried.
Which still gets confused to this day.
Yeah.
And but you did recently marry someone very special to your heart.
Yeah, of course. My ex-wife, Courtney, yeah. Of course. You know, it didn't, you know, work out, unfortunately.
I'm sorry about that.
You know, that's something, you know, we had a COVID relationship.
We're old.
Yeah. So, and you know, it's, you know, things happen and, you know, priorities change, and I'm not here to slander any names, if you know what I mean.
So to set the record straight, you two have never been an item.
We've had like sex a couple times. So like, I'm
but I also
kidding you guys.
I do have to credit Tristan though as being like a key accessory in making Patricia and I happen in becoming an item.
Oh, 100%. Okay, let's go back to us.
Was
okay.
Tristan there?
Yeah. So you want to navigate the podcast? But by all means.
Yeah, I do. Anyway,
I'm getting a call from our agent. We're done.
Yeah, they're saying get out of there.
Sorry, yeah, we sorry. Go.
Were you there at the brunch that you got her the bag at?
No, Tristan no. wasn't living out in L.A.
Okay.
But Patricia wants to talk about not that yet. So.
Okay, so
sorry.
Then, you know, you moved,
one day at a time.
We both graduated. I moved out here. He moved to Atlanta. I'd been wanting him to move out here for
quite some time. Years.
Finally convinced him to move out here. Where am I going with this? And then that's our friendship just continues to go.
We still keep in contact. I come and visit like every couple months. Right. Like, you know, kind of like convince people that I'm living here for a while. Not
and then
even
he goes
doing
back,
so.
And keeps
then,
people on his toes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I kind of disappear for a while and kind of like, where has she been? Who is she? Serena, like Gossip Girl kind of vibe.
Right.
And so I just kind of like to keep people on their toes. And then I finally moved here. We moved in together September. I moved into the house Patricia's been living in for like 4 years. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Tristan, you were such a like a key accessory and element in really making Patricia and
right. So all my responses to you were from him.
From me, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Because Patricia, like we have talked about in the past, she didn't know who I was when I was like pursuing her and trying to get her interest.
Right.
But you are like Mr. Social Media. Mm-hmm. You kind of know who all like the biggest people on
got
the internet
strategy
are.
Strategy in my brain. And
sometimes,
just, like,
yes.
Social media trends, etc.
Even when we've had guests on for Unfiltered who I'm not that familiar with, I always go to Tristan on like familiarizing myself with them. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Of course,
and,
babe.
really, really.
So was Tristan like telling you like, oh, Matt King, he's really cool. So, he's an influencer.
This is how it kind of happened.
Because you had no interest in Matt. This is clearly documented.
No interest at all.
God, no.
Nothing wrong with that.
Like a cat who gets the ball of yarn. Right. Just let me, I'm done
I
with this.
I just wasn't interested. It wasn't even him. I just wasn't interested in a relationship. You know, I had no idea what. You know, he was a YouTuber, you were involved in that, whatever. Tristan was coming out to visit for the 4th of July, 2018 or 2019, I believe.
Yeah, one of those.
And I think it was 2019, and he was like, oh my gosh, if I see Zayn Hijazi or Matt King, I'm going to freak out.
Whoa.
And then at this point, I had Matt's number, and I was like, wait, Matt King, I have that guy's number.
Yeah. Whoa. Wow. I'm just honored that, like, it was Zayn Hijazi and Matt King. Yes. Like,
well,
there was
and Todd.
Yeah, okay.
But I think at that moment, I just remembered those two. And I was like, wait, I have Matt King's number. I've met him a few times. I think he follows me on Instagram. No idea who you are.
Like, flashback to little old me in Atlanta, just being like, what is going on? Like, this doesn't seem real because, like, these are people I've been, like, watching on the internet. Like,
wow.
Obviously, big social media guy, et cetera. And just, like, didn't understand what was going on.
You hyped me up.
Yes, I did. I think I was a good hype man.
So then at that point, like, Matt and I still hadn't gotten on a date. It was even before the brunch where we get the bag.
I still wasn't in full pursuit, but I had my eyes on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say like about a week later was when you saw me kissing a guy at the bar. So,
Yeah. That was a rough week for this boy. Just to recap quickly, Matt meets Patricia. A week later, he goes to a bar and sees Patricia there, gets all excited, realizes she's there with another guy. They make out at the bar. Patricia and this other guy, and Matt King was.
And I'm devastated, but I did go into like my investigative journalism route, and yes. I went up to one of her friends who I did kind of know, and I said, "Hey, is Patricia and that guy are they like dating their thing?" She goes, "No, she's just like on a date with him. Like it's nothing serious." So I thought, "Oh, I still got a chance." So I invited her the next day.
No,
right.
But people who have listened know that.
Yeah, and so then like you know, obviously, once we started going on dates. I would send all the messages to Tristan and be like, okay, what do I say to this?
What's funny is you still kind of are like that.
She still does that.
She just goes, do you think this is okay?
Yes.
And it's just like saying thank you to somebody. I'm like, just trust like, your
should
heart.
Should I say that? I don't know.
And speak from your heart.
9 times out of 10, it's okay to say.
Why do you think you like that?
I don't know, because sometimes I think I'm overly too nice in text. Or I'm like, is that too like nice or is that not nice enough?
Yeah,
I just like to have like a reassurance.
I sometimes have to tell her that she's using too many periods because when she uses periods, it's really scary.
Like dot like, dot dot or period after each sentence.
I'm pretty punctual when I text a lot of times. I would say,
and like I'm not like when my old boss used to get so mad at me because I'd like she'd send me a Slack of like some work to do and I thought I was in trouble because she would do it in a period at the end.
And you're
like,
just,
no, I'm just
like
being formal.
Hi, I'm going on vacation next week. What time does the store open? There are 3 ducks in my room. Like you just run on sentence, no period, no comma.
I just use a lot of exclamation marks.
But you also do like a lot of separate, like you
separate
send
messages
like,
always.
Yeah. Are you there? What's up? How are you? Well, like,
yeah.
Can I ask if there is a memory of a specific text that Matt sent you and then a specific response that you crafted for Patricia that was a slam dunk?
I don't know. I mean, apparently it was all a slam dunk. Like here we are today.
In a way, but it, I mean, she wasn't really offering that many like.
Well, you have to keep your, like, she's not just going to like.
I'm not going to be easy.
Yeah, true, true.
You have, I'm not gonna let you. You're gonna have to work for it, and
he
it paid
Give
off.
Give it to me. I'm worth it.
Because I think if you were like so, I don't know. I think if you didn't work for it, I would be like, oh, he's not worth it.
Well, Tristan, I just want to say thank you,
and you know I love you.
And also, I want to say how great and awesome it is that you finally did make the decision to move out to LA.
A blessing to our community.
You know, you had all, had so much enthusiasm for the social media content creator lifestyle, but also I didn't realize how well you would fit in with our friend group and also with other creators, and which has been. I don't know how to describe it.
Tristan kind of was the puzzle piece to make all the friendship, like, to, like, secure all of the friendships that we have now, I would say.
Yes.
We quit it.
You are the tree from which all the branches of friendships grow out of.
Oh, my God. That is too kind, you guys.
But it's almost like you got to be too careful when you introduce Tristan to new friends, because Tristan may become better friends with them.
Yeah, you'll lose him
you
to the mix.
What do you think that is about you? What makes you such a likable person, Tristan?
I think I'm a people pleaser, which is a bad quality to have, because I always have such a, like, I want people to have a good time. Like, I love, like, giving people, like, or, like, doing, like, getting opportunities and taking people with me. And, like, I don't know. I just love people to be happy and laugh.
Are you ever exhausted with the amount of people who like to, like, do consider you as a friend. Right. Like, how many group chats are you in?
There's a lot of group chats. But I think I neglect some of my, like friends on accident just because, like, I hate texting. Mm-hmm. And much more of, like, a FaceTime, call me. Like, I'd rather talk that way. I don't like texting. But it's always, like, I definitely make sure to make the group chats, like, for planning and such. I like to kind of...
You've been big in audio messages lately.
Loving audio messages. Much easier for me than texting.
Saves so much time.
Yeah, I know. It's so easy.
Not for the recipient. You got to find a place. I get so many FaceTime or what do you call them?
Audio messages.
Messages. I'm at a restaurant. I'm in a movie.
Who are you texting?
The worst is when you get like three in a row and you're at the movies and you're like, please answer as soon as you can. And I'm like,
I can't.
Yeah. Those give me anxiety. I don't like them.
Yeah.
Teach your own.
Well, I won't send you audio messages now moving forward. I'll write you a handwritten note delivered by a carrier pigeon.
That would be greatly appreciated. Hope you're enjoying this episode. We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Squarespace.
You know, Mike, getting things off the ground in whatever project you're working on, whether it's a business, your own personal brand, it can be really difficult, especially if you're getting your social media going and you're creating a website. But one resource that a lot of my friends who are in the business use is Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform for building your brand and growing your business online. Stand out with a beautiful website, engage with your audience and sell anything, your products, content you create, and even your time.
And they have so many great features, one of which is member areas. Squarespace makes it so easy for creators to monetize their content and expertise in a way that fits with their brand. With member areas, you can unlock new revenue streams for your business and free up time in your schedule by selling access to gated content, videos, online courses, or newsletters. They also have a video studio so you can create pro-level videos effortlessly. The Squarespace Video Studio app helps you make and share engaging videos to tell your story, grow your audience, and drive sales. And they also have email campaigns. You can stand out in any inbox with a Squarespace email campaign. You collect your email subscribers and convert them into loyal customers. You start with an email template and customize it by applying your brand ingredients like site colors, and logo. There's built-in analytics, and you can measure the impact of everything you send.
So go to squarespace.com/hoot for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use our offer code HOOT, H-O-O-T, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
And now, back to the episode.
So you guys, your podcast, most of the time, you know, you do it with just you two, your own dynamic, and occasionally you guys do have on guests. We've already had on Brooke, we've had anybody...
You.
Me and
we're gonna have, should we say?
Yeah,
we're gonna have TK on tomorrow.
Oh, TK's Taylor
Juicy
King,
Poles.
My cousin.
Your cousin.
I love it. Love to keep it within the family. That's really great. Who are like your big dream people that you would love to interview on your podcast?
I think someone asked us this maybe when we were on Rod's, someone's podcast, but I would want to do Emma Chamberlain.
Oh,
like, I would definitely want to interview her because I just want to see, like, we know people that like work with her, and like, obviously, like. We've not met indirectly. By that, I mean just like...
Almost running you over at Alfred's?
Her almost running me over with her car at Alfred's. And then...
Did you try and jump in front of her to like have to exchange information? Oh my God, you hit me.
Fuck, oh my God. Like, I need your credit card and I need your just friendship.
Yeah. Social security?
Wait, explain how this went down. That she almost...
So we live near an Alfred's, which is a coffee shop in Los Angeles, for those who do not know. And I was just walking down the street to get my morning coffee, et cetera, starting my work day off, girl boss, et cetera. and then I see, like, of course, like, when you're in LA, it happens at the most random times.
Yes.
But this is when I was still visiting, and so, like, obviously I'm not used to it. And just, like, I look up, like, obviously I'm on my phone probably playing Candy Crush or something.
Probably.
And look up, Emma Chamberlain's right there. And then so we did those things where, like, I went this way, she went that way. And then I think she saw me in her backup camera as she was about to reverse, and I kind of stalled a little bit, hoping that she would hit me, of course. but unfortunately, she did not.
Would love to see the court case for that, though.
Yeah, me too. It'd be so fun to be in like a trial with her.
Huge,
like,
live stream, everyone tuning in for it.
We could plan our outfits together, and like, then we could like do
make this whole like a social media, like, you know.
Yeah.
Have you ever served on a jury?
No.
No. Have you? You've been summoned, though.
No, I don't think I have.
I've been summoned like 2 times out in LA.
And have you gone?
But like, now you do it like online, like you check
you
if
in?
They want you to come in that day and then you have to go in.
Oh no,
and I did
hit.
It every day for an entire week and I didn't have to go in.
They ask you the repeated questions each time. Do you want to serve on the jury?
Says, I don't know. It goes, just check in every day to see if you need to come down. So I just planned on every day that I was going to go, and I didn't get it.
Boy.
But I'm glad I committed to it, checking it every day, and not just like ignoring it like some people do.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'll ever be asked.
Ah, interesting.
Oh, I am begging to be on a jury.
Like a big high-profile case or an easy one you can like... Because imagine like the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp thing.
6 weeks?
Cool to be involved, but that's a lot of time.
I wouldn't get selected.
Do you think they got paid for that? Or
yes.
Just, yeah.
You do.
I think it's like a minimum amount, though, right? They don't pay you the same.
I think it covers whatever you're getting paid at your work job, right?
Oh, that'd be amazing.
So if they get like the CEO of Google, they're paying like $20 million a day?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I'm just
I feel like the CEO of Google can get out of it.
Yeah, I guess.
But I'm begging to be on a jury. I think it would be so fun to like talk to everyone. We could all like coordinate our outfits. We could literally just gossip. I know you're not allowed to, but I would have to.
Tristan would be stirring up that jury.
No, I'd literally be like, so are we going to get drinks later? Not really. Like,
I would just, I want to be on a jury because I want to see like what the, like the in-room court, like artist, like how I would be painted.
Oh, by
like,
a courtroom sketch artist?
Yes, sketch. Like, would they like really work on my face or are they mostly going to be focused on
Those are usually pretty nondescript. It's more of like the setting. I don't think it's not like when you get your picture drawn on the side of Orlando, Florida, where they make you a caricature.
Isn't
it's like
still such a silly concept that certain court cases, no cameras are allowed, but a illustrator has to be in the room to illustrate what's going on.
Seems very antiquated.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to describe someone antiquated?
Yeah, explain what antiquated means.
We'll get into it later.
Thank you.
Have you ever been in a position where you needed to describe a suspect to a police sketch artist?
No.
Oh, no.
Do you think you could do it? Because I don't even think I could do it.
I think I would go, you know this actor? He kind of looks like him.
But when you're explaining a suspect, it's someone you saw for a brief period, not someone you're intimately familiar with. You have to access this memory.
Right, and I feel like your brain would like confuse different people you saw that day with the one suspect. Because if you see him for, what, 5 minutes or whatever?
Yes. I can't even probably describe your face to a sketch artist and it would come out right.
I couldn't.
Oh, really?
Do you think you could describe like Patricia or mine or Tristan's face to a sketch artist and
pretty much. He looks like James Corden. She looks like young Tara Reid. Like, and then you.
Jack Antonoff.
Yeah, Jack Antonoff. Exactly.
We are so famous on this couch.
Pretty much. That's how I would do it. I would go through the celebrities.
Yeah, but I'm like. Older Tara Reid is not somebody you really want to be, though.
That's what I said. Younger Tara Reid.
Okay. Just don't do drugs and don't get into bad movies and stuff, and you'll be fine.
But have you ever like seen that TikTok trend where people will say like who their childhood crush was and then like who the crush that they ended up with? Like, for me, young Tara Reid. I had a picture of young Tara Reid in my locker when I was in sixth grade.
Is this news to you or did you know this?
Oh, I've known that.
Oh, okay.
We were on our friend Rod's podcast the other day and we were talking about that, and obviously, mine were like Aaron Carter and Jesse McCartney, and I don't think like those really look like you necessarily, but they're all blonde.
I think Aaron Carter now does not look like Matt King, but I think a young Aaron Carter and a young Matt King may have been.
Like, I think there was just a trend of blondes.
Yes, clearly, yes.
Would you ever consider dyeing your hair a different color other than blonde?
I have considered, like, if I went like really dark, like black for like the winter time, but I'm worried about my eyebrows.
We did that when we did our Schitt's Creek costume. Me and you dyed our hair black. That was cute.
I went a little gray, right?
Yeah. My eyes were like really, really pretty blue, but I think I feel like I remember your eyes being good too.
You have the most beautiful eyes, Tristan.
Stop.
Oh, by the way, happy Pride.
Thank you so much.
How
Matt.
Has Pride been for you, this month?
Such a good question. It's been great, you know, besides the traffic of it all, you know, very happy for everyone supporting, getting out there. The traffic of West Hollywood in general is just like locked down with parades, et cetera.
And have you been joining the parades?
We did get stuck in a parade. I was driving my car through West Hollywood, and we actually got stuck by a motorcycle LGBTQIA+ parade.
Oh.
So there was on foot.
A gay motorcycle brigade.
Yes. Bikers. Yes.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Or fun.
Bikers for LGBTQ+ rights.
Oh.
So,
I think in the New York Pride, the very first group in the parade is lesbian motorcycle gang. And it's every year they like start the parade by revving all their engines and they're like these badass like
start your engines.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Have you been to a Pride parade in New York or LA?
No, I haven't.
Oh my gosh.
I went in I celebrated in Atlanta because I lived in the heart of Midtown. So like we did little celebrations there, but I went to a Pride party yesterday. It was a pool party at our friend Nick's house, which was fun. Haven't done much. I need to, you know, I've got a couple more days. I need to really get in.
A couple more days? Is it not the whole month?
Well, yeah, like 15 more days or 14. 16 more days.
Oh, I forget. It's already June.
What has been like the cringiest brand initiative that's happened during Pride Month?
I don't know. I love the rainbow profile pictures, and I know people get so mad at them, but like they're so much cuter than the normal profile pictures. I don't know why that's not a year-round thing. I mean, I get like I'm a brander, a marketer, but like I think they should stay. Like they're so fun.
You know what I thought was interesting is that Skittles for a Pride Month got rid of rainbow Skittles. They're all just like white.
Okay, that just seems
like they're all gray. Backwards. They're all just like gray.
Seems so are they a little... like not supporting?
That should be the I think that's the point, is that they're doing it to like draw like attention to it.
Because there are always
well, they're already rainbow.
They should do that the month before Pride Month, so that way when like June 1 drops, then they can be like, oh, we're back, like, you know.
Oh, good point.
Very smart.
Yeah, I didn't
it's like a blackout or whatever.
I don't know. Some people were like split or like thought it was like rude that they were doing it, but I'm like, I actually think it is kind of cool.
I hate when brands just like try to like do like I like it when they have like an actual cause and like
this right not like when the so U.S. Army serious. Have you seen the U.S. Army's post?
That one was so good.
Oh, was it?
Right, it yeah. was
or like the Marines or something.
Did it was the most photoshopped looking helmet.
Yeah,
it was so funny. It was like rainbow and like little like gibbets.
I just feel bad for the social media person whose job it is to like. Yeah, I work for, you know, the...
It was rainbow bullets on a camouflage, like, army hat.
Yeah,
it's... Like, if I got sent that in the mail, like, and they're, like, drafting me, I'm like, no. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm so sorry.
I just feel bad for the poor social media intern that's like, all right, Marines, we gotta get our Pride Month post up there. What are we thinking? It's ooh, just... rainbow bullets on a
like,
helmet.
These look right. like crayons.
It's just so funny to imagine, like, because I work in marketing, so, like, the room of people who have to, like, pitch and brainstorm those ideas for... Pride and for like all these other like events that are happening every single month, and I just think it's so funny that they landed on rainbow bullets on a camo hat.
If you have a low credit score, life can be pretty difficult. A low credit score can mean you have higher interest rates for car and home loans, more expensive car insurance, lost job opportunities, and security deposits for utilities. The list goes on. But the good news is that you can take control of your credit.
And that's why we're excited to tell you about Build, a new way to build credit and increase your savings.
Build is a financial technology company that believes everyone should have the opportunity to build their financial health.
And here's something you should know. Positive payment history, making consistent payments over time, is the largest driver of your credit score.
And that's where Build comes in. With Build, you can make a small contribution to a bank account each month.
Build then reports those deposits to the credit bureaus as creditworthy payments, which builds your credit history and profile.
So at the end of the term, after interest and fees, you'll have a savings account with all of the money from your credit building account.
Still not convinced? The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau conducted a study of credit builder loans. Consumers without existing debt saw their credit scores increase by 60 points more than participants with existing debt. So, build a better future.
So sign up to start building your credit and increase your savings at getbuild.com/hoot. Again, that's getbuild.com/hoot. getbuild.com/hoot.
Build your credit and increase your savings. Call 888-242-7263 for details about credit costs and terms. And now, back to the episode. What would y'all say is each other's favorite thing about each other? Patricia, you go first.
I feel like Tristan's...
She took so... oh, fuck.
She was going through
Let
the list.
Let me speak.
There was a long shit. List. She was going to pick just one.
I feel like it's so nice to have someone that like seems like family out here. And not only that, I feel like you just...
My little sister. Big sister.
Big sister. I'm a little older.
Yeah.
I think it's just nice to have someone like... Not even just out here, but always just like... You know, someone that will cheer you up when you're down. I feel like we can just sit together without even speaking. And, like, we're very good at communicating with each other when True. Things are bothering us. Mm-hmm. I just love.
I said one thing. That's enough.
Keep going.
Okay.
It's kind of bad. I feel like you'll ask me this question about Matt one time. And it literally said something. People were, like, roasting me. Like, wow, Patricia does not love him.
Oh, yeah. I think you were like. My first time. No, you had a good line. It was like Matt is very, connects with people really well. Like, if at a wedding or something, he'll make a real connection
really
with someone.
I really go with my family. But, yeah.
Yeah.
There's then, lots of things.
And then Matt was like, the color of your eyes is like the morning sun and the way that, yeah, and I was just like, Jesus Christ.
He really was like writing a novel.
Yeah.
Trisha.
It was coming from the heart.
Oh, I know. I appreciate precious. It. It's all love. Tristan?
Well, I'll go with Patricia. I think that you feel like a sister to me. It's always feeling like home. We bicker like brother and sister, which is just great. And you're always down to do something with me and play around in this great little city that we call home now. Yeah.
Sounds like the trailer to a movie in like the 1990s. Right. My little sister in this town that we now call home.
In this crazy little town.
Should we move on to the 10 questions? Because we have two people here and we got quite a bit of time left.
Maybe really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What a breeze this has been.
Okay, well, we're going to move on to a segment now called the 10 questions, which is world famous now at Hoot and Half. We stole this from a show called Inside the Actor's Studio in the 90s.
Okay.
Which was a big show with this older gentleman.
The dean of the Actor's Studio in New York would get like Sean Penn, Robin Williams, and like do a fun interview and then ask these 10 questions at the end. You can take as long as you want, answer as long as you want, and we're going to get started. I asked the first half, and then Matt asked the second half. Also, I did find out, Matt, there is a extended version that I actually like a lot more, so I'm going to include the extended version of one question when we get to it today.
Really? Okay, cool.
Okay. 1 second, let me just pull it up.
Yeah, kind of.
The first question is, Tristan,
hey,
what is your favorite word?
Probably fuck.
That's the first time. There is a later question that the answer works for too, but we'll go. Is that your final answer? We're locking
it in. I really love the word fuck.
That's actually your favorite word.
Like dead ass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Patricia, what is your favorite word?
We're slay for Pride Month.
Slay. Okay.
Yeah. I've never thought about this.
I have another while you're thinking.
Okay, let's hear it.
This is not how it works, etc. Because it really encompasses so many different things.
And you pronounce it how?
Etc.
Okay.
Is there another way to pronounce
etc? Et
it is E. T.
Et cetera.
Et cetera. Not et cetera.
Et cetera.
Oh. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I think when you write it, it's ETC.
Yes.
And in full, it's Latin for et cetera. Like and more. Right. And others. Like A2 Brute.
We're from the South, man.
Et cetera.
Also, I like via. We've been using the term via a lot.
Via is great.
Do we know I'm such a fucking brainiac know-it-all on this podcast. Do you know what via stands for?
Like by via way message, of? Like through.
By way of.
Okay.
Which I think is also Latin because the V and the B.
Yes.
It's the linguistics podcast here today, folks. Okay. Good answer. Can you use it in a sentence?
Hacking the mainframe via technology.
Like, okay, we're going to go to the bar via Uber. Okay. Are you going to get me a shot via your credit card?
Okay. Oh, so you're kind of interjecting it into regular vocabulary.
You interchange it into positions that will not work, but you make it work.
Okay. And you used to have another one, local, that you used to use a lot.
Yes.
Can you use that in a sentence?
The local den.
Let's go grab a local drink. And that does not mean just like local drink. Like, you know, what's popular in that town. It just means like a drink.
Let's go grab a drink.
Or you could say like, I have a local hangover.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You got to really stay with the time.
So that's part one of my addition is you ask them their favorite word and then you ask them to use it in a sentence. So
I didn't get to use et cetera.
Well, you're not saying it right, so I'm not going to let you use it.
Et cetera is how I say it too.
Okay. Yeah. So how would you use et cetera in a sentence?
Let's go get drinks, appetizers, et cetera.
Perfect.
Let's go to the bar, club, et cetera.
Okay. Very good. Nice.
Via the Uber.
Via the Uber.
Should we go back and forth on these?
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Okay. Hell yes.
Number two.
Wait, what is your least favorite word?
No pressure, Patricia.
I'm going to Google some words.
Do you have a word that you don't want to say or you can't think of one?
I can't think of one.
A word that like when you hear it, you're just like, no. Or like a word that like maybe you've heard before that makes you feel bad.
Patricia's probably Googling least favorite word.
That's literally what I'm doing.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, like I think sometimes I don't like the word like wet in some ways.
I'm so wet.
Like, oh, this is
the Bo Burnham
like,
thing.
I'm so wet.
Like, Bo Burnham when he was like riffing on about people really who hate the word moist. You know what word I hate? Injustice.
Oh my God, I hate the word, which I use it in some of my, you know, language. Well, this is more of a phrase. It's like, what you know good. I hate that phrase.
What is the phrase?
What you know good.
I've never heard this in my life.
Neither so it's a very Southern dad thing, and it's kind of, it goes on to their, you know, children as well. And it's like really Southern people. They're like, what you know good. And they literally come up
and scream
that. It sounds
like Napa know-how.
Yeah. And it's the weird.
What does it mean?
And then when people call me big guy, I hate when people will say like, how you doing, big guy? I'm like, or step on up, big guy. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, We don't know each other like that. So those are more phrases.
I don't like when people call me boss. Like if you're at the, you know, you're at the counter, someone's like, "All right, boss, that'll be $2.95."
Right. I called so many people boss.
What?
Yes.
Like strangers?
Bad. Yeah.
Oh, it's such a
like
weird
thanks, boss. Like, yeah.
I think it's such a weird thing to hear from a stranger.
Or if it's somebody who like, if it's like a regular bartender that I see pretty often and like we know each other, but I don't know their name.
I know my least favorite
boss.
Word.
What?
I hate when
Patricia,
people say.
I was talking. Patricia just interrupted. I know what it is.
Like, I lost like, something.
She's on
once.
A tape delay from the East Coast. Just 5 seconds
just,
later,
just takes it. Up.
I thought y'all were interviewing us. Can I not introduce everyone?
Oh, no,
I hate when people say
podcast etiquette. Like, babe, I'm just like finishing a thought.
Oh, I love it.
Sometimes
I love
you
it.
Go on too long.
I'll take it.
Come on, boss.
Okay. Okay. What is your
so
least favorite?
So what is it? What'd you Google?
I didn't Google anything. I hate when people say the word GD, and I'm not even going to say it.
Oh. Which stands for...
Wait, when they say the phrase GD, or when they say the actual
words? Actual word.
They say goddamn.
Or goddamn it?
Yes, I hate that word.
Oh, you wouldn't even say it.
I hate it.
Oh, you don't like... That's not like a twitch that you have when you like stub your toe.
I say fuck.
Okay.
My favorite word. I just remembered motherfucker.
Do you say
you
gosh?
Do say that a lot.
Do you say gosh darn it? Gosh darn it.
She says dag.
Or gosh darn it, dang nabbit. You don't have like the filler ones.
You're no, darn. I say motherfucker.
See, which to me that sounds more foul
why
than
do you
like
not,
goddamn.
Why
and
do
I'm
you,
saying
because
it,
it's using the Lord's name in vain. I don't know. True. I just have never loved it.
I thought the Lord's name in vain thing is like don't like. Be a false prophet to people. Like, don't.
No, Mike, using the Lord's name in vain is like
it's
saying,
not about
like,
saying,
Jesus Christ.
I don't think that's what it means.
That is
that
using the Lord's
better
name.
Than
no,
the other
no.
One.
I think it's like, don't go and say, like, I have come from this other town and the Lord has sent me and, like, you have to worship me now. Like,
no, babe.
That's
I think that's like it in for the Old Testament.
I'm just saying, look it up. Okay. Look it up.
Okay.
And what were you saying before?
Come
talking
on,
about
boss.
This is why I don't like it. Here's why. I've identified it in this moment. When there is someone who is like providing you a service or like helping you with something and they call you boss, I feel uncomfortable because it's like, you don't work for me. So like if someone is like fixing my car and they go, all right, boss, it'll be ready in 20 minutes. And I'm like, I'm just like, I'm not your boss. You don't work for me. It's very
don't
like.
Don't take it as a word of endearment. It's a word of just empowerment. They're just empowering you of who you chief. Boss,
daddy,
yeah.
Next time you're going to use the word boss, just exchange it with daddy. Coming right up, daddy.
Your car will be ready in 20 minutes, daddy.
Oh, literally. God.
Okay, that's a good tip. Okay, yeah. Here's the next expansion. It used to just be what turns you on. Here's the update that I heard on an episode. What turns you on spiritually, creatively, or emotionally?
Take it either way.
Deep question.
Wait, you're asking us like separate?
Either all of them or just pick one. What turns you on spiritually? What turns you on creatively? What turns you on emotionally?
I'm going to say banter. Like a good banter back with a person that can just like go back and forth with me, accept sarcasm, and just like you just like immediately hit it off. And you know for the rest of the night you can go up to that person and just like go back and forth and just give each other shit. I think
when they're in
best.
On the bit with you, you
yes.
like that.
Yeah.
Just have real good banter.
He's got real big banter.
Right.
And I think
some
we're going to couple
Irish,
up.
Irish people call that like crack sometimes. Like good conversation, they call it crack.
Oh.
Like not related to just drugs or any of that. Whole separately, but just good crack. Like I love talking in person. It's always good crack. My dad told me that.
Are you Irish?
Yeah.
Oh, so he like heard this from his family maybe?
Ancestry.
I think so.
Do you have Irish in you at all? I have Irish. I think we have similar skin tones. A good day, brother.
Yeah.
Top of the morning, tell you.
Why did I just
when
so
I cast
excited?
My mind?
When I cast my mind back to that summer of 1936.
Just Greek and German. I don't know the other ones.
Yeah.
Patricia, what turns you on spiritually, creatively, and or emotionally?
Well, let's give her a second to Google it.
Things are just like, I don't know, like... When I start painting, everything about that just makes me.
When you start painting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. When that's you get inspired once you start. You don't like
yeah.
wait for the inspiration and then go
no.
and start painting. Yeah, that's reminds me of what Chris Hemsworth told me the one time I met him.
What'd he say?
We were talking about working out and I don't work out. Clearly. He does, obviously. And he was like, a lot of people get it wrong. They think that the motivation creates the movement. Like you see someone in a gym and you're like, I got to get motivated to start moving. And he's like, no, it's backwards. The movement creates the motivation. So if you're not motivated, start moving at whatever you want to do, and that will create the motivation to keep doing it.
Absolutely.
And I always think about that when like people talk about art and like creating stuff. Like you don't get inspired, you don't get motivated.
I get inspired once I start painting.
Yes.
And then I'll sit there and wait it out a second and then look back.
Did you hear that from Chris Hemsworth too when you were talking to him that other day?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You've been cool. talking to Chris Hemsworth.
Me and Patricia get drinks with Chris every other Thursday.
Yeah. And I didn't know about
there's an
this.
Australian bar downtown.
That's why I make sure you do unfiltered that night, so you don't know where I am.
Good for you guys.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Good for you guys.
Yeah. Is that an okay enough answer?
Yeah, no, that was great.
Okay.
There's no right or wrong here. And then Matt, wait,
my next question is, what turns you off?
People that don't understand sarcasm.
People that are rude to servers.
Oh, yeah. The worst.
And like bad tippers. I hate that.
Good answer. What is a sound or noise that you love?
The beach.
Brown noise on my phone.
Ooh, yeah.
I love brown noise.
Is that a specific reason for that color? Have you tried pink noise?
Noise is too loud.
Yeah.
Pink noise is too high of a frequency.
Yeah.
Okay. White noise is too close to just like TV static where it just sounds like
but
a disruption.
But brown noise is like deep. It's like...
Yeah. It kind of gives ocean vibes like a little bit.
My room, I have my sound machine, which is my white noise. And then I also have on my Alexa, my brown noise.
Also, box fans. Really, really good. There's a box fan sound, which is actually one of my top players. Spotify sounds for the year.
I have trouble with. I love the sound of a beach, but I want the beach to sound like the beach, but it's outside of my house.
Like you're inside.
Sometimes it sounds too much like I'm literally sleeping on the shore.
And the water's going to hit you in the face.
I want it to sound like I'm in a beach house in Malibu and it's crashing just like, you know,
half a mile away. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about beach noise on my phone. I'm talking about, you know, the beach when you're at the beach.
Oh, I know that when you responded to that question, but we were just talking about like beach noise.
Do you listen to that every night to go to sleep?
Yes.
And if you don't have it, can you not fall asleep?
Yeah, it's hard.
Isn't that crazy that our entire generation like has to listen to something to fall asleep?
Because growing up, I didn't have a fan in my bedroom.
Oh,
I didn't sleep with anything. And then all of a sudden I got introduced to the world of, you know, sleep sounds.
Yeah.
And,
oh, she got me into it. It was a game changer for me. I'm like, able to go sleep.
If I'm at a hotel, like I have, you know, my app that plays it.
And what do? You play it on your speaker?
No, you just play it on your phone. It gets pretty loud. But I also have a not a to-go, but a travel sound machine.
Oh, wow.
I don't know where it is at the moment, so I haven't traveled.
If you use your timer on your phone and you do a countdown on the timer, you can change it to the setting at the very bottom that says stop playing.
But I wanted to keep playing throughout the
whole night.
Because if it wakes you up, all of a sudden if it's off and you're like...
And then if you get up and like maybe you have to pee or something and you have to go back to sleep, it eases you right back into
interesting.
It. If it's silent all over again.
Then you have to turn it back on and then you're kind of more awake again.
Well, I'm watching Seinfeld, so I don't want it to keep playing Seinfeld the whole night. But I'll wake up going, what's the deal with Windows?
There's one thing I wanted to plug for all those people who have office jobs or you're still working from home. One thing that like while we were like in the height of COVID, it's called Sounds of Colleagues. I just pulled it up. And it has a room tone sound, coffee machine, printer, people talking in the background. You can't hear what they're saying. Open window, telephone, the office dog, keyboards, rain on window.
Oh, that's so nice. And you can like mix and match too.
Yeah, and you can turn down certain things. And it is the best thing ever if you just want to like...
Feel like you're in an office.
Yeah, if you want to feel like you're in an office because I work remote and it just makes me... love feeling like I'm just like running around the office.
The one time I shared a hotel room with someone, he had a early flight and he had to like unzip his suitcase to get something out of his suitcase, and I was sleeping in the room with him. He went into the bathroom with his suitcase, closed the door as quietly as possible to unzip the suitcase, brought it out, got the clothes he needed, brought it back into the bathroom, closed the door and zipped it inside the bathroom just so the noise of unzipping the zipper would not wake me up.
I feel
in the
like
morning.
I've done that a few times.
But I'd say there is nothing better than when you are like asleep and somebody has to get up early for something and you hear them getting up, but you know, at least that's not me.
Yeah, right. And you get know, to like relish in that.
You're like,
it feels so
I
much
get to
more comfortable.
Sleep in and that person is tired. I love the sound of hearing somebody else having to get up earlier.
What's the German word for that? Schnadenfreude? Schnadenfreude?
Is there really a German word for it?
Yeah, Schnadenfreude or Schadenfreude or something.
Yes.
Do you know what this is?
Yeah, no, of course.
It's the concept of you take pleasure in someone else's pain. So if you see someone suffering, you get to take... You are not doing that anymore.
Please keep that in, Jack.
So next question is, what is your favorite curse word?
I've already said fuck. I also, can I don't know if I can say this one.
Oh.
Can what I is it?
I mean.
See you next Tuesday is his.
See you next Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Love
that word. People hate that word, but I don't
They're
mind
They're so mean about it. And it's such a good word when you are feeling so mad at someone. I don't use it often in like a serious way.
But I feel like
way.
Some people really can be.
See you next Tuesdays. Yeah.
Oh, you use it as a way to describe a human being?
Yes.
Ah, interesting.
What do you.
I say it in, like instead of saying motherfucker, I'll say mother. See you next Tuesday.
Oh my god!
Just that's to like, just very like, hard.
Just like a Big Mac of a curse
I know,
word.
But like, what about motherfucker?
Now like when like, you get in your car and it's just like I don't know. You just like forgot. To, like when I'm pulling up to Matt's house and like I forgot to bring the thing for the brandy. I'm like mother. See you next Tuesday. Like
it's isn't
just
it weird how though we don't say it.
See you next Tuesday.
Like, I don't. Yeah, it's just a lot to handle.
It's just one of those
don't
words.
Say it that much.
I know Australians. You ever meet an Australian? It's every other word.
That's what I think I get it from. I think they just like know how to use it and when to use it, and I just love it.
I feel like I've gotten better with cussing though, and I haven't been doing it as much. But motherfucker is obviously my favorite cuss word.
Oh, you should try a mother. See you next Tuesday.
No,
it feels
it doesn't roll off the tongue as well.
You can only do it when you're alone. You can't do that in front of someone else. That's
that sounds like you're trying to cuss for the first time and you like don't know what to say, like, which is like, such a mic thing to do.
Or you're just like in grade school and you're trying to think of like the worst curse word that you can. And you're
shit,
like,
bitch.
Yeah. Or they're like fuck ass.
When I was little, when we would stay at my grandparents' house, our yaya would let us cuss, and that was the only time we could cuss. And we would like go down the steps and try to say like fuck, shit, ass, damn it, or whatever, just going to the steps. But then when we would leave our house, we were not allowed to say any of them.
Do you remember the very first time you said the word fuck?
No.
I have a distinct memory of it. I remember
reading it, on like a park bench one time, and then I was
you
like,
didn't know what it was.
Well, I didn't understand that it could be word like. It meant like also like sexually too. Oh. Like it was like John fucks his mom, and I was like, what is that? Like he hates his mother. Like I didn't understand it. Like
what were you reading as a child that's saying that a kid?
It was at a park bench, like just graffiti.
Oh,
like
it
was
oh, all. Oh. It sounded like you were reading at a park.
No, yeah.
No, I was just reading at the park.
Oh and... no.
Or reading like an engravement. You know, they have like those plaques on it.
Our grandmother Susie.
Yeah.
We loved her so much. This park is dedicated to her. Fuck everything. Anyway. Okay, next question. Are you guys having fun?
Yeah, yes. I look really cute in this camera.
Okay.
Like I just keep looking at myself. I love the front-facing version.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I would like to be a music producer.
Define what that means.
Be in a studio and help produce like a really cool song.
Like a Rick Rubin type, like work with a band and be like, you know what? This is not your best hit. We can do better. Or like you want to make
a song and make a beat and make a song and be like, okay, we need more of this and this and see it all, like the process
like
of
good.
It.
I like the beat.
And see it all to come together.
Who do you want to produce a album for?
I haven't thought that far.
Okay. If Harry Styles wanted to produce an album, do you think you'd be up for the challenge?
Absolutely, 100%.
You'd be like, Harry, I don't know if this verse is really your best like offering. Maybe we can rewrite that. You'd have the balls to tell Harry Styles.
Absolutely.
Okay.
If he's letting me do that, then obviously he wants constructive criticism.
Oh, okay. So we're getting confidence from day one.
Like
I like
it's
it.
Spicy.
All right.
But this is in an alternate universe if I were able to do this.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be a really cool career.
Could be in this universe. You never know.
Badass. Tristan, for you?
I would like to be a tour manager. I would love to do that, actually, and travel around with the band. But, like, I would also love to be, like, a musician that's out there, like, actually performing. Like, I see myself in the lights on stage having my backup dancers, and I really think that would be a great career for me, which is not to say it still couldn't happen, but either tour manager or that.
I'm in the same vein with you, like, with tours. Like, when I see people going on tours, I'm like, I have a moment of jealousy every time. I see it.
Like when Phoebe Bridgers posts her like fall tour,
yeah,
you're like,
just like, wow, they're just gonna go around and see the whole world.
It's not as glamorous as it sounds. You don't actually get to see
anything
because you are going night to night to night to night. So you're driving on the bus 8 hours, and that 8 hours is either in a hotel or you're sleeping on the bus.
Yeah.
So if you're sleeping on the bus, you're not getting great sleep.
But then you're sleeping on a tour bus.
That's isn't not
it? Well, I'm laughing this new season of Hacks, which you haven't seen. They're going on tour.
Oh,
and,
interesting.
You know, the assistant No, I've just blanked on her name. She's having to sleep on like a bunk, but the person she's touring with, Deborah Vance, has her red light therapy sauna thing under her thing. So like her tour bed is like literally half the size of like a bunk bed for a tour bunk bed.
It's not as glamorous.
And it's so funny. I mean, I know it's just a show, but
no, touring is brutal. It's like it seems really like nice and luxurious, but you know, until you're Red Hot Chili Peppers level, just you know, you have a full tour bus jet for yourself and private jet.
I'd like to confirm that is the route that I would like to
you
go.
You don't want
to
be sleeping on couches startup. And no. Yeah, not a startup band.
Not a startup
band. And then you
want
to play the show, and then after you play the show, go to the venue and be like, okay, so how many t-shirts did we sell? We got to square up on the cash. Did we get a tab from the beer? And you want to like do all the logistics.
I'm a businessman, Bo. Okay. Like
Then you want to make sure that like all the gear is packed up. You do a person check on the count, and you just
and
make
be
sure
on the tech team too.
Okay, so you want to be like doing sound check for the band,
girl bossing.
Yeah. Okay, girl bossing, gatekeeping, whatever, all of it,
pimping out groupies.
Okay,
yeah, I'm gonna actually retract that a little bit. I want to do those separately. So tour manager, as if they like manage the whole tour, like they're the head bitch in charge when something goes wrong. Love crisis management, and then other one would be the lead.
Okay, let me present you a scenario.
Okay, that's fine.
We just got to Kansas City. And the bass player has violent diarrhea, and we don't know if he's going to be able to play tonight. And
that sounds like me if I were the next person.
And the merch hasn't arrived yet, and we have to sell merch tonight. What do we do?
Wait, so you said the
bass player's got diarrhea. We don't know if he's going to make it onto set. And
okay,
the merch
we
hasn't
call
been
our backup. We always have an understudy on staff.
Oh, very cool.
Goes without saying, there's an understudy. There's a body double. Okay. And then the merch situation, such a good question. Tonight we're actually offering 20% off all of our merch for online sales.
Wow. Tristan.
There you go.
Nice. Yeah.
Dude, you're actually really good at that.
You thought it all out.
That's great.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Now for our final question of the 10 questions. By the way, can I just do a pulse check? Are we liking the 10 questions?
Yeah. Yes. It's fun.
Isn't it a fun little conversation?
I like to think about it different.
Play it at your next party.
But on
sorry.
Okay, last question. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Well, I think heaven exists. So I would like for him to say, welcome, Patricia. Where are your grandparents and your family members that have you lost are right to the left.
Okay. You said where?
Your family members are to the left.
Oh.
I'd love to see God, but the first people I want to see are my grandparents.
Oh. So you get in there and he's like, oh. Your family's right here to the left.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
That's cute. I don't think my answer is going to be as cute.
That's like, okay, Tristan.
I mean, I just love like a nice little like hug, maybe just like, how are you? Good to see you.
You did so well on Earth.
You did real good, babe. Like literally, you're going to have a blast here. Like, hi, how the hell are you?
Okay.
Oh. And then what's the first thing you do?
I don't know. I just imagine just like this big, kind of like, trampoline park where you're just like jumping on trampolines.
But it's like cotton candy.
Yeah,
instead
cotton
of trampoline.
Candy. And then maybe like someone's handing me a little cocktail or something.
What is your first drink that you're ordering in heaven?
Probably a Cosmo.
Okay. Patricia, are you doing a Den espresso martini?
Probably, yeah. Okay. That or tequila soda special pineapple
I think
juice.
In heaven, Patricia's going to start her own den where she only sells espresso martinis.
Matt, I want Bud Light, but like in one of the big like tower Bud Lights, like the ones they have at like Buffalo Wild Wings. Because I've never had the opportunity to drink out
so
of one of those.
So do you think people have to stand up to drink those?
No, but you just like pour it. What do you mean you have to stand up? You pour your glass out
like
of it, but just ice cold Bud Light coming out of one of those towers. Ooh.
Wait, what? Can we not just order that when we go?
Yeah, we can. I just have never had like the group that jazz to get Bud Light out of a big tower.
Oh my god, I would always be wanting to do that.
Let's do it. Let's
especially
do it this week, brother.
Of Buffalo Wild Wings. I love
Buffalo
that.
Wild Wings, Dave and Buster's.
Oh, they all got them. You know, I've never been to a Dave and Buster's
in your life.
In my life,
that seems like so your brand.
I'm pretty sure I have like a gift card from one of like Kelsey Calamine's birthday parties.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think but,
like,
it still works?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. There's, sorry, like 50 credits on it.
Tristan, do you think going to Buffalo Wild Wings is my brand or not having gone to Buffalo Wild Wings is my brand? Dave and Buster's.
Not having gone to Dave and Buster's doesn't seem like, I feel like Dave and Buster's is your brand. Like you would love to go there.
I don't know really what it is other than it's like a restaurant. I know Josh Peck goes there with his kid all the time. Is it for adults? Is it for children? What goes on there?
Turns into like adults after hours. Like you have to be like over 21 and up to get into Dave and Buster's past like 9 p.m.
I've never been and I've always wanted to go.
See?
Let's go together.
I'm so down.
Let's go with Chris on Thursday.
Who's Chris?
Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm sorry. We call him CH among the civilians because we don't want people to know that we're talking about. Yeah. I have him on my phone as Barry Jenkins, just in case he calls.
Barry You're Jenkins. So humble.
Yeah. Is that a name? I don't know. I just made
that
up.
Do we know Barry Jenkins?
That name sounds familiar now
that
I said it.
That's like the movie and a name in every single like.
Mine's feel, yeah. Chris, the guy from Dick and Buster's.
Well, this was so much fun. Thank you guys so much for coming on to the podcast.
Thank you for having us, especially thank you for having Tristan.
I hope I didn't embarrass you too much.
Absolutely.
I think we did good.
I needed to have you guys on because this would have gotten worse the longer it went on.
Yes, it would have.
So is there anything you guys would like to plug with the Hoot and a Half community?
Sure. Thanks for asking.
Yes. You want to say Grits to Mine first?
I'll say me first. Okay. I'm Tristan Watson. Instagram, Tristan_Watson. Trist Talks on TikTok. Our podcast together is Grits to Glam. That's going to be GRITSTOGLAM. And you can find that on Instagram and really anywhere you get your podcast, babe.
As well as YouTube.
YouTube as well. We have a blast over there.
Yes, it's so much fun. Check it out. And I am Patricia Flack, Patricia E. Flack, on Instagram and on TikTok. That is Patricia E. Flack.
What are you on OnlyFans again?
Patricia, see you next Tuesday, Flack.
Okay, yes.
Wow. Very good. Very good. All right. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Please check them out. You guys are just delights.
Have a great
week. In my
life.
And thank you for coming on.
We love y'all.
Thank you for having us.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.